This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former schoolteacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There's no reason to be sick this season with Supernatural Silver's incredible technology. You can give your immune system the support it needs to help fight off colds, flus, and other nasty pathogens that can ruin the holidays for you and those you love. Used internally or topically, Supernatural Silver is a great defense against sore throats, runny noses, sinus or ear infections, and a whole host of other illnesses. Supernatural Silver is extremely safe and a great way to protect yourself and the ones you love. No one knows what the future may bring, so be smart and plan ahead. Have Supernatural Silver in your emergency preparedness arsenal and give someone a gift that's meaningful. A gift that can change lives. Give the gift of good health this year. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off your entire order. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Super Fam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. Now, back in 2012 in October, the job numbers were rigged, falsified, according to Jim Willie, to help Obama win re-election. And we know the job numbers have been subject to rigging and outright falsification. We know the real jobless rate in this country is close to 40%. But people who've been out of work for so long that they've quit looking and they've exhausted all their benefits, they're not counted as jobless anymore in order to keep the number down where it's politically acceptable. And it raises the possibility that our most recent job report for November was likewise being rigged for the benefit of the financial centers. Remember, in November, a lot of retail jobs were created in anticipation of the holiday shopping season. Those jobs will be gone in January. So there's always a surge in hiring going into the holiday shopping season, but it doesn't represent an improvement in the overall economy. These are all temp jobs, minimum wage jobs. And again, go out among your circle of family and friends and talk to people who've got jobs or don't have jobs. I know people with amazing qualifications in IT who cannot find work at all because the jobs are all being handed to these H-1 visas, or they've simply been moved to other countries. And in a way, we're just seeing this crushing down of the U.S. economy to encourage young people to go into the military, to make it easier to drop the borders for the North American Union or whatever the agenda is. But we have people in power who have these visions in their head of a better world that is going to work only so long as they take all the wealth away from everybody else and keep it in their pocket. So, again, these job numbers we get from the government echoed by the corporate media really should not be paying attention to them at all. What you should be paying attention to are the stock market price patterns, and we're seeing a lot of stories. This one's from Investment Watch blog, where the Dow Jones Industrial Average price pattern is looking very much like it did in mid-1929. Now, remember, there was a bit of a dip in August. The market recovered. Everybody said, huzzah, huzzah, the market can only go up from here. And then, of course, in October of 1929, it crashed. And apparently, these indicators are so strong that the Wall Street Journal felt obliged to respond with this headline, stock parallels to 1928-29 really aren't so alarming. And the Wall Street Journal's out there trying to calm everybody down. Don't take your money out of the stock market. Just leave it there. Everything's okay. Everything's fine. Just fine. No need to take your money out of the stock market right now because, well, just don't. Everything will be okay. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. I find that article very alarming when you find the financial media is out there trying to calm people down. We are hearing, and this is over at CNBC, that the Federal Reserve is considering tapering their quantitative easing. And, of course, that always drives the stock market down, and it's a little bit in the red today. Now, for anybody on the inside of the Fed who knows that there's going to be tapering, it's a wonderful opportunity for them to go out and short several of the indicator stocks. Because when it's announced the tapering is going to happen and the market drops, they're going to make a huge amount of money on their short sales. It's all scamming. It's all rigging. It's all game playing. This financial system, this economic system, the entire U.S. economy has forgotten how to make money by manufacturing quality products and selling quality food produce. And they have relied for so long on simply gaming the system of getting a piece of the action of all American commerce through the Federal Reserve note, of getting a piece of the action of global commerce through Bretton Woods. They don't know how to do any other way, to do business. Over at Harvard University, they have come up with a study saying rents in the United States are way too high. We have a problem of not only Americans are no longer able to afford these sky-high housing prices, which are artificially inflated to maximize the interest debt owed to the banks and to maximize property taxes. And so Americans are foregoing buying a home, and they're trying to rent, and the rents are sky-high. And the problem has gotten worse since 2008. I don't think we needed Harvard to tell us that the gouging of the average American is just proceeding apace. Now, if you thought we were out of foreclosure gate, you are wrong. This is over at wakeupfromyourslumber.com. Home repossessions are set to soar again because a lot of people got mortgage modifications, and again, they got suckered into variable rate mortgages. And if the Fed ends or tapers quantitative easing and interest rates go up, they're going to miss their mortgage payments again, and we're going to see more and more foreclosures. Just taking the homes away from ordinary Americans who are losing their homes through no fault of their own. If you are a person who has lost or is losing your home, you should not be ashamed. You did not do anything wrong. It was done to you. You are the victim here. Now, the corporate media, especially the financial press, especially the Republicans, are out there trying to convince you that your poverty and homelessness and hunger and joblessness is all somehow your fault. Classic blame the victim mindset. Because these money junkies, like any other addict, can't take responsibility for the effects of their own actions. And that's what's going on here. The too big to fail financial centers are secure. They will always have a handout of money coming from you, the taxpayer. But we're noticing here in the middle of the Christmas shopping season, business inventories are now at record levels. What that means is businesses bought a lot of inventory, hoping to sell it during the Christmas season. It's not moving. The malls are crowded. People aren't buying. They're staying away from the plastic. And that means in January, when the inventory tax hits, a lot of these businesses are going to be in serious, serious trouble. I know a lot of people are actually doing their Christmas shopping the week after Christmas when the real discounts happen. The discounts they have in the store right now, they're all an illusion. They're built into the manufacturer's suggested retail price. Yeah, we know the store is going to knock off 30%. Come January, when they have to dump everything or pay an inventory tax on it, that's when the real bargains happen. Meanwhile, we have the Environmental Protection Agency is out there pushing an agenda that taking over private property benefits the economy. Now, we have been talking about how the EPA was the author of this huge land grab to pledge that land as collateral for U.S. government borrowing after Richard Nixon slammed the gold window shut in 1971, and it became known the United States did not actually have enough gold bullion to collateralize all this borrowing from other countries. So the EPA was created under the guise of protecting the lands for future use, and vast swaths of public land, your collective wealth in the nation, was cordoned off, including its mineral resources, and pledged as collateral on government borrowing. Now the EPA wants to come after privately owned land, saying that with their regulatory powers, they could produce more economic benefits from your land than you can. In other words, if you've got a nice piece of property and you enjoy the view, well, that's really not good for the economy. We're going to come in and tell you, well, you got to put up a strip mall over here, and you got to do this, and you got to do that. Private home ownership, private land ownership for the 99% is rapidly disappearing in this country. Now, the United States government finally dumped the last of its General Motors stock, and contrary to the promises made to you that the automotive bailout was going to turn a profit for the U.S. Treasury, the U.S. government lost, meaning you, the taxpayer, lost $10.5 billion on the General Motors bailout. If they had taken that money and given it to American drivers so that we could buy brand new American-made cars, the bailout could have been avoided entirely. But it's always about catering to the rich and powerful, not to the ordinary American. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And there's a very bizarre story coming out of Fox News. And it has to do with Brian Lewis, who was Roger Ailes' aide, who was fired in late July. And apparently Fox News paid Brian Lewis $8 million to secure a confidentiality agreement where Brian Lewis would not carry stories about what goes on inside Fox News to the public. $8 million. That's a good price for shutting up. I'd probably shut up for $8 million. Anyway, I want to talk about Seymour Hersh and his recent story confirming that Obama lied about the Syrian chemical weapons attack. Now, this attack happened 5 months ago. And on the one hand, I am glad that the corporate media is finally dealing with these stories that the independent media has been carrying for months. But I'm a little irked at how Seymour Hersh is trying to act like this is all new with him. And it isn't. Once again, we're seeing the independent media, come up with the stories, and then the corporate media, when they realize everybody knows anyway, they'll come up and say, oh, yes, this is what happened, and aren't we great for, well, it's a bombshell report where we're telling you that Obama lied about the Syrian chemical weapons attack. And we knew 5 months ago that the story was a complete fiction because it didn't make any sense. Remember, when you need to determine if a story from the government or the corporate media is a lie, look for what should be there but isn't. And in this case, what was missing was a motive, a reason for Assad to do something as stupid as gassing his own Alawite supporters with a banned chemical weapon in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. That was the lemon they were trying to sell to the American people. And what is amazing is how surprised everybody in the government and the corporate media seems to be that the American public didn't believe that, even though it was absurd on the face of it. So now Seymour Hersh is out there saying, yes, the government lied about the Syrian chemical weapons attack. And everybody's acting like, oh, this is a revelation. And it really isn't. We pretty much, here in the independent media, we knew it was bovine excrement back when it happened 5 months ago. But still, let's pat them on the head for finally getting around to getting this out to the public that needs to know these things here. Meanwhile, Israel, Egypt, and North Korea are being encouraged to join the chemical arms treaty that Syria just signed. Because now, oh, they've got nuclear weapons, doesn't get any traction anymore. So now it's moving, oh, they've got chemical weapons, they've got biological weapons. And Syria, brokered by Russia, signed the chemical weapons ban and has surrendered and allowed to be destroyed their chemical weapons. And now everybody, well, let's go on to the other nations that have these very dangerous chemical weapons. Israel, Egypt, and North Korea. Let's get them to sign on board. Good luck with Israel. Israel will deny having chemical weapons the way they're still denying having nuclear weapons. Oh, it's all the anti-Semites. They're saying these things to delegitimize Israel. We're the helpless victims. You must kill our enemies for us and give us more money. Blah, 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 blah. Getting sick and tired of hearing all that whining constantly coming from the eastern end of the Mediterranean. Meanwhile, the United States and Great Britain have decided they will assist the French in the Central African Republic. And we reported earlier in the week, actually just yesterday, that the United States military will be providing logistic support to transport troops from Burundi into the Central African Republic. Why are we going into the Central African Republic? Oh, because they're having a civil war. They're up. There's a tyrant. There's this, there's that. I don't care what the excuses are. We know what's going on. Africa is the largest undeveloped natural resource area left on the globe. And by golly, those African nations will be told that they must sell those resources only for the U.S. dollar. And that's why we're going into yet another country on the globe for your young people to die in, to prop up the petrodollar, to prop up Bretton Woods. All wars are bankers' wars. Chuck Hagel is threatening Pakistan that if they don't stop the protests against drones killing innocent Pakistanis, the U.S. will cut off all financial aid, which I think counts as extortion. Actually, under the USA Patriot Act, it counts as an act of terror. When you use these kind of coercive techniques to get a government to change its political policies, that's an act of terror under the USA Patriot Act. But that apparently is the deal being offered by the United States of America. You will go on letting us kill your innocent civilians, and you will not complain about it, or you don't get the money that we've been giving you. And we'll see if Pakistan's government goes along with it. They might, because governments everywhere, they're all money junkies. That's why they're in government to begin with here. Now, interesting little story coming out of computerworld.com down in Australia. U.S. faces major internet image problem, which is a study in foregone conclusions. It is a huge embarrassment for the United States. It's revealed a side of the United States distinctly at odds with the promoted global image of the United States of America as leader of the free world and bastion of human rights and respect for human dignity. Big scandal going on. The National Security Agency and the British GCHQ have spies operating in various online games, including World of Warcraft and Second Life, supposedly looking for terrorist threats and clandestine communications using these online games. I don't think so. I think what happened is these NSA and GCHQ people just like playing online games. They got caught. What are you doing playing online games? Oh, well, I'm looking for terrorists, sir. Next, they'll be looking for terrorists in the online porn channels. Why are you looking at naked girls? Well, they might be terrorists. I'm looking for ways to conceal terrorist weapons in bodily orifices. That's what's going on. These goofballs are out there. They're not really catching criminals and terrorists. It's just amazing stuff here. Meanwhile, Arizona is considering legislation to tell the NSA, you're not welcome here. That'll certainly teach them. I mean, let's be honest. The NSA has been violating United States law, international law, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, all the way back to the 1980s. It doesn't matter what laws Arizona passes or what laws the federal government is getting ready to pass, the NSA will ignore them. They clearly see themselves as above the law. They serve a higher principle of national security. And, of course, the danger that we all need to remember, we all know how the FBI, specifically J. Edgar Hoover, was able to blackmail the federal government with his private secret files on all the political leaders, including up to and including President John F. Kennedy, had to buckle under to J. Edgar Hoover, because Hoover had the goods on Kennedy's extramarital affairs, including that one with a potential East German spy. And the NSA is in a position to do exactly the same thing. Now, the NSA is not an elected leadership of this country, but they may be covertly functioning as one right now. A little warning for those of you who have webcams. Apparently, the FBI can and has been able to for quite some time activate your webcam without the little light coming on to let you know the webcam is active, so that they can watch for terrorists and criminal activity, or more often is the case, watch the young hotties undressing. So if you've got a webcam and you tend to do a lot of your life in front of that webcam, when you think it's off, you might want to put a little post-it over there. Because you know what dirty old men those people over there in these intelligence agencies are. So, oh, yeah, let's go look at the terrorists there, including the hot blonde. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website,
by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And once again, Republic Broadcasting is having their end of the year fundraising drive. We rely on you, the American people, to fund our continuing operations so that we can continue serving the interests of the American people and not have to sell ourselves to Monsanto or General Motors or the military industrial complex. And we have a message here from G. Edward Griffin.
G. Edward Griffin speaking. I'm author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. And I want to add my voice to the many others who feel that the Republic Broadcast Network is a really essential part of the battle for liberty. Because before we can restore liberty to this country, we've got to have an awareness on the part of the American people. And that awareness is not coming through from the mainstream media. So we need Republic Broadcasting every day in our lives. The best way to help, you know, a lot of people want to be activists, but they're too busy with their lives. They got a family to raise, a job to perform, and they can't get out there and do what they want to do. But if you're looking for something where you can really make a difference and it doesn't take a lot of time, I hope you'll consider just making a donation to Republic Broadcasting Network. It's easy to do, and you'll be glad you did. They take donations over the phone and on the Internet. So if you want to participate in this, and I hope you do, go to republicbroadcasting.org. and make your donation. You'll be glad you did.
Okay, and remember, if you pledge to donate more than $100, $100 or more, you will get a Republic Broadcasting t-shirt and a Republic Broadcasting mug and Republic Broadcasting bragging rights that you are a supporter of a radio network that serves the public interest, not corporate interest, not government interest, not Israel's interest, but the public interest. And the phone number to call, grab a pencil, write this down. The phone number to call to pledge a donation is 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Remember, we've been good little boys and girls this year. Christmas is coming up, and this is your chance to put something in our stocking. 800-724-2719. A listener just sent me an article, and this goes back to the idea that the NSA and all these spy agencies are spending a lot of time playing these games, World of Warcraft and the rest of it, looking for terror training grounds and the rest of it, which I think is they just want to play the games on the taxpayer's dime, and they got caught, and they're saying, oh, it's national security. And they sent me this article saying that this was already going on back in 2007, where United States intelligence agents, cyber spies, were in all of these online multiplayer games, World of Warcraft, Second Life, and they were out there justifying all this time and expense being spent on it because they were looking, you know, they're using World of Warcraft to train terrorists, and as usual, it was a completely overblown threat, and they got absolutely nothing of any tangible value back from it. Kind of reminds me of that wonderful little story about during MK Ultra, and the CIA for 9 years funded a bordello in San Francisco with all the kinky stuff on the walls, and they got people in there and fed them LSD and other drugs and tried to use a combination of kinky sex and drugs to get them to unload their deepest, darkest secrets. I'm sure it was a lot of fun for the CIA guys who were running this operation, just a nonstop taxpayer-funded wild orgy for 9 straight years, and finally it was canceled because they didn't produce any results either. Huge amount of waste. According to Judicial Watch, the CIA's anti-terrorism spy program that was put into place following 9/11 has been a colossal flop because they have yet to produce any actionable intelligence. And this has to do with what are called the NOCs, the not officially covered. There are two kinds of spies out there. There are the official spies that are associated with our embassies, and everybody kind of knows they're a spy, and that's what they're there to do. Then there are the NOCs, which are the deep cover spies that nobody is supposed to know is there. And there was a huge surge in planting these NOCs in other countries following 9/11, going to work for companies trying to gather intelligence, and they gathered reams and reams and huge amounts of data, which when distilled down meant absolutely nothing. It was all justified, we have to stop terrorism. I'll tell you how to stop terrorism. I know how to stop terrorism, and I'm talking real terrorism, not all these theater production fake terror that they're using to drive us to war. But real terrorism, you can stop that real quickly. Just stop screwing around with other people's countries. Do you think somebody gets up one day and says, ah, there's nothing but reality shows on TV, I think I'll go out and be a terrorist today? It doesn't happen. Terrorism is just the word our government and media puts on unconventional warfare, people fighting back for drone strikes killing their friends and neighbors, people fighting back against American corporations coming in and strip mining the wealth of their homes. You stop messing around with other countries, that whole problem goes away. Anyway, let's see. A lot of people are commenting on the new logo adopted for the National Reconnaissance Office. These are the spy satellite people that have the satellites all over the globe peeking down at us, peeking through our windows, listening to our phone calls. Their new logo is an octopus straddling the globe. And the motto is, nothing is beyond our reach. Oh, we're butch, we're everywhere. And you know what's really kind of weird? Back in the 1950s, at the height of the Cold War propaganda against communist Russia, the Soviet Union, that's how Russia was depicted, to demonize them. An octopus crawling over the globe. And the little statement, know your enemy. So we seem to have come full circle, where the imagery that we used to use to demonize the Soviet Union is now the proudly displayed logo of a U.S. government spy agency. All righty. Another report that IRS is using Google Maps to spy on taxpayers. And I have no doubt that the IRS would use Google Maps to spy on people, but there are two problems with that. This may be another bluff to try and get people to be more honest and forthcoming with the Internal Revenue Service. First and foremost, with 330 million Americans, do you really think Google, or the IRS rather, is going to spend all that time going through all 300 million Americans' backyards with Google Maps? And the second problem is that portions of Google Maps are years out of date. It's not real time. It's a wonderful tool for learning geography and geology and a lot of other stuff, and it's a lot of fun, but it's not real time. I remember when I was looking at Google Maps here for the island of Oahu, the makeover of the Hawaii State sound stages didn't show up on Google Maps for something like 2.5 years after it was completed. So if the Internal Revenue Service is using Google Maps to peek into your backyard, they're not going to see your new ski boat for 2-3 years. I think it's another scare tactic. We're watching you. Don't you dare cheat us. Well, we're not going to cheat you. It's another bluff, just like the Nazis used to do to the Germans. We're watching everything. No, you can't. You don't have the manpower. And Google Earth is hideously out of date for much of the planet and much of the country here. Came out here about a week ago, the NSA is collecting data on the location of 5 billion mobile phones every single day. Which is rather interesting because the total global usage of cell phones is 6 billion. So they're grabbing almost all of it. Probably that extra billion are the cell phones that are so old they don't have the GPS built into them yet. It's mandated here in the United States of America, not necessarily in other countries. Remember when GPS was first put into cell phones? You weren't even allowed to look at it. You had to subscribe for an additional service to get your location from your own cell phone. And if you were near enough to a cell tower for them to give you your location, then you didn't need the GPS location. You weren't lost. The NSA is now crying and wringing their hands that they're tracking so much mobile phone location data on so many people. It can't handle the data storage. We need more disk drives. We need more this stuff. And the rationale they have there is, you know, if we're going to find the needle in the haystack, we got to have the haystack. Yeah, but if you're pointlessly adding more hay to that haystack, it makes finding the needle just a little bit more difficult. A lot of companies are at least publicly expressing their angst over NSA spying. Privately, maybe another story. We know that AT&T is still refusing to disclose to their own stockholders the degree of cooperation between AT&T and the U.S. spy system. Microsoft has come out saying basically government snooping is on the same level as cyber attacks against ordinary law-abiding citizens. Okay. Needless to say, the government is trying to rationalize all of this stuff here, and there was a very interesting article over on Reuters about why modern society must do away with privacy as soon as possible. Privacy is dangerous. Privacy helps the terrorists. You've got to be completely naked and exposed. But, of course, people in government, they have to have privacy and security. We'll be right back.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818 720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back into the news here, I was just looking at my credit card bill and checking its purchases. And I want to emphasize again, especially during this holiday season, and especially if you have one of those credit cards with the little radio chip inside, keep an eye on purchases when your bill comes in, because there are people walking around the shopping malls with a little backpack with a laptop and some other hardware in there that are able to extract your credit card information remotely just by standing next to you. It happened to my wife. We caught it. We didn't have to pay the costs on that. But it's just a good idea right now. I absolutely think people should not have these radio chips in their cards. And I know the replacement card they sent to my wife did not have the chip. And I don't carry that card with me anymore. I leave it safely at home. But keep an eye out, because 'tis the season, you know, to be criminal. It's the holiday shoplifting season. We're seeing a lot of crime. There was a story about apparently this military veteran got lured by a Craigslist ad to buy an iPad and got attacked and wound up being killed. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on. But I want to get back to this privacy issue. We're seeing Reuters coming out with this article advocating that we, the American people, surrender any notion of personal privacy for the good of the nation. And that's a tough sell, because we know this whole security terrorism threat is overblown to sell us wars and to sell us on the idea that we shouldn't be sticklers on that Bill of Rights any longer. And we know this government cannot be trusted with the data that they find from us. We were talking yesterday, the NSA has made a deal with the world's private central banks to share the information they get from you with those banks, including your business and financial secrets. It's got nothing to do with security and terror, and has everything to do with guaranteeing a permanent rulership of the money junkies. So Reuters has definitely drunk the Kool-Aid on that one here. Meanwhile, over at the TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency, they've managed to step in it one more time. Apparently, there was a child with a sock monkey toy, a cowboy sock monkey, that had a little tiny plastic gun. And a TSA agent in St. Louis confiscated the little plastic toy gun attached to this sock monkey toy. I mean, come on, guys. You think somebody's going to hijack an airplane with a little one-inch plastic toy gun? Just it's embarrassing what these people are doing. But they're paid to do it. They're paid to stand next to those X-ray and submicron radio scanners. And they're being irradiated, and there are already an increase in the number of cancer cases among TSA workers. Oh, no, we're not. The government says these are perfectly safe. Government said exactly the same thing about the shoe store fluoroscopes back in the 1930s, until all the shoe store salesmen started dying of cancer in the 1960s. The U.S. government told the town of St. George, Utah, they were perfectly safe from fallout at the Nevada test ground. St. George has the highest cancer rate in the entire country. U.S. government told John Wayne and the cast and crew of the movie The Conqueror it was safe for them to run around that desert where the fallout had fallen, and half of them all came down with cancers and leukemias. This government is not going to tell you if something isn't safe for you. They were telling us it was safe to swim in the Gulf of Mexico and eat Gulf seafood, and we know that was a lie. Because this government does not see you as human beings worthy of respect. They see you as livestock, as human capital, as an asset, a resource to be used and harvested and otherwise discarded. Another story coming out of RIMF.com, apparently as the abuse by the Internal Revenue Service steps up, a record number of Americans giving up their U.S. citizenship. And it's not just that some citizens are giving up their citizenship. The best and the brightest are. We saw exactly the same thing when the Nazis started to come to power in Germany, where Germany's best scientists and innovators, manufacturers, left the country. There was a brain drain. And the scientists they had left were the ones that were already working for the military. Their jobs were secure. But a lot of other scientists, like Einstein, split, left. And we're seeing the same thing here in the United States of America. That's one of the justifications for the very loose laws about foreign visas. Because United States education has declined so much, it's been so put over to indoctrination at the expense of education, that finding qualified people in this country is actually proving to be rather difficult. It's easier to simply get these much more superior trained people coming in from Asia. I know a lot of people say, oh, these Asians are just willing to work for less. That's not the only factor. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But they are certainly better academically prepared for these high-tech jobs compared to Americans because of the dumbing down process we've seen. Another article coming out of RIMF.com, time to be afraid in America, the frightening pattern of throwing police power at social problems. And we've certainly seen this in this escalation of police violence against ordinary law-abiding American citizens. Since 9/11, the police departments of the United States of America have murdered 8 times as many innocent Americans as terrorists have. 8 times. And that includes the big lump of people during 9/11 itself, which may not have actually been a terrorist attack, as opposed to a theater pageant to goad us into a war. Over the last decade, the U.S. prison population has jumped by 27%, mostly at the behest of these corporations that are operating prison factories for profit. It's slave labor. America's prison system is operating exactly the same as that of Nazi Germany. There were slave labor camps. Now, if you're a customer of Walmart, and I tend not to go there, you've probably noticed in their advertising and on their website, they talk about ad matching. That if you see a lower advertised price on what Walmart is selling, they will lower their price to match it. It's a big draw. It's a way of saying, we guarantee the lowest prices. If you can find a lower price, we'll match it. Now, one of the ways Walmart gets around that is they will have their manufacturers make a slight change to the product. So when you come in with an ad, they'll say, well, that's for a slightly different product, and it doesn't matter. But apparently, there was a guy named Joe Cantrell who loves to ad match. He loves to go through the ads, and he showed up at the local Walmart with some ads saying these items, you know, are for sale at lower price, specifically Christmas ornaments, and he wound up being arrested, handcuffed, humiliated, and embarrassed in front of everybody at Walmart. They have banned him for life for looking for lower prices in ads, in compliance with the policy Walmart put out there. Now, Walmart's explanation is that the store associate, which is a fancy name for a minimum wage sales clerk, felt threatened by Joe. The sales associate felt threatened, therefore we were right to call the police and have this guy thrown out of our store and ban him for life. Nice people over there at Walmart. Well, you don't need me to tell you that. Talk to any of their employees. Still seeing the ramifications coming out of that ugly incident down in Texas where a campus police officer outside his actual jurisdiction emptied his gun into an unarmed honors student during a traffic stop. And according to witnesses, the cop just pulled the gun without warning, didn't say get down on the ground, didn't say hands up, didn't say, you know, lean against the car and spread him, just pulled out the gun and gunned this kid down. The police are completely out of control. And I'd like to remind everybody of the United States Supreme Court decision, John Bad Elk versus the United States. The police are the lawful authority only when they themselves are following the law. If they are acting illegally, you as a citizen have a legal right to resist up to and including the use of lethal force. We'll be right back after Phyllis Schlafly and commercials with Michelle Rosen.